The fourth strategy in our seven ways to communicate positively is called iMessages. They are magical in their power to prevent defensiveness. The last thing you want to do is to create adversarial relationships with anyone. And this is how it works. You don't blame, you own the problem. You say, I'm feeling, and then you say how you're really feeling. I'm feeling annoyed or upset or disappointed because you, and then explain what's upsetting you. Whatever it is, either at work or at home. Let's do one for home. You agreed to be home each night for dinner at 6:30 so we could eat together as a family. And you're not home at 6:30. And now the third part is the really magical section. How can I be part of the solution? You see how powerful that is? What can I do to help with this? To a child, I feel sad when you disobey, because you helped make the family rules and you're usually so obedient. What can I do to help you? To an employee or a co-worker, I feel disappointed because you didn't get the report finished when you agreed to do it. What's the solution and how can I help? So first explain how you feel very honestly, and it's okay to be disappointed or annoyed or angry. Stuffed feelings don't die. They just come out later as resentment or cold-heartedness or something that later they'll manifest themselves if you just stuff those feelings inside. So it's okay to explain how you feel honestly. The second part is to explain the problem as you see it without blaming. Just explain the problem as you see it, your perspective. And the third, ask how you can be part of the solution. And that really is the powerful part. Ask how you can help. And you're not blaming, you're solution focused. A fifth way that we can communicate positively is don't use absolutes. They are killers to relationships. You always, you never. You see, that just doesn't work. The sixth way that we can communicate positively is to listen. You know, listening is more than just hearing words. It's trying to understand the message and the feelings. Six things we should do when we're listening. Show we're listening. Be interested, concentrating on the words. Never interrupt. Watch the body language. Actively listen by paraphrasing and repeating. And then respond kindly in a way that'll help. Michael Irvin of he was a member of the Dallas Cowboys football team, was talking about his coach when he said, he'll sit there and listen. I mean, really listen. He's in our corner, and that takes the load off. Then when you go onto the football field and the man says, look, I want you to run down there, catch the ball, and run into that wall. Then who are you to say no? Michael Irvin said, you catch that ball, and you run into that wall. You say, okay, coach, you were there for me, and now I'm going to give it up to you. That's crucial. Close quote. That's the way we want our employees, our friends, our children to feel about us. We earn that devotion when we're there for them, and they know it. Stephen Covey calls it deposits and withdrawals from our emotional bank accounts. I love that. What does a person say to show she's really listening? When someone is angry and says, I just hate the way he always, instead of saying, oh, don't let him make you angry, you say, that really makes you mad, doesn't it? That's actively listening, just repeating back to the person what he said. And it works. You encourage people to talk by your comments, saying things like, well, tell me more. I hear you. What else? What I hear you saying is. And then once people know they can say anything without an argument or preachy advice, they'll keep talking. And the problem will dissipate for them because you allowed them to vent. This is very therapeutic, especially for women. We just say things like, I want to hear what you have to say. I didn't know you felt that way. I can see how that would be a challenge for you. I can imagine how that might have felt. I appreciate you being so open with me. Then, if they need your help and you're not sure exactly how to help them, they'll explain more if you ask for clarification like this. Say, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. I believe what you're saying is, and then repeat back what you think they're saying. They'll correct you if you're wrong. Or say something like this, what you need from me is, am I right? Jack Nicklaus said, every person I work with knows something better than I. My job is to listen long enough to find it and to use it. The seventh way we can communicate positively is to speak kindly and communicate deeply. We need to eliminate sarcastic humor and criticism from our lives. They damage relationships. We need to eliminate any blame. Never saying something like, you make me so angry, because we know that people don't make us angry. That's a choice. We can choose to be in control or not in control of our emotions. To speak kindly is important. To communicate deeply is vitally important. How did you become best friends with somebody? You communicated your heartfelt feelings and needs. So we need to share these heartfelt feelings with the people who we love, the people who we want to have meaningful relationships with. And we need to truly care about the other person. Relationships are built one interaction at a time. Each interaction moves the relationship in a positive or a negative way. We usually can't change relationships overnight, but improving our communication skills will always move us in the right direction. People in all walks of life don't usually need to have their feelings agreed with. They just want to have them acknowledged, and women especially want to feel appreciated.